ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen, habib qulubina wa tabib nufusina, abil qasim al-mustafa muhammad wa ala ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin, al-ma'asumin al-mukarrameen. Respected brothers and sisters, we are sending our condolences to our Imam of Time and to all of you for the martyrdom of our beloved Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, as we commemorate this day to be the day of his shahada, his martyrdom. The legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has enlightened our lives. This book, Sahifa Sajjadiyah, is what we have focused in this program on is the legacy and inheritance from this great Imam, who was a witness in Karbala and who was the one who carried the flag of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we owe our Islam to him. Therefore, we do send our condolences to our Imam of Time, and our hearts are filled with sorrow and the pain of not being able to live in his era. Yet we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we still have access to his legacy, to this book, Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah. We have been wishing and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and include in our sustenance to be able to visit his grave site, his sacred vicinity in the city of Medina Al-Munawwara, inshallah, as soon as practical for all of us. As we are focusing on the 17th dua of Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah, the dua in which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us how to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the devilness of shaitan, and to stay protected from his enmity and from his trickery. We got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be able to be protected from the army of shaitan. That was where we ended up last time. And then he teaches us that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq and sustenance of being able to stay firm on enmity with shaitan. Let's take a quick break. Inshallah, we'll come back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and his creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to his proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana,
respected brothers and sisters, we are focusing on the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah on the day of the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, the Imam who witnessed with his own eyes the tragedy of Karbala, and he went through the tribulations that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam went through after the Shahada and martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is a great sacrifice in the history, that if we spend the next few hours talking about it, we are not going to be able to cover any of the greatness of his work. In this dua, in this 14th phrase of this 17th dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma ja'alna fi nadma a'da'ih. O Allah, we ask you to place us on the ranks or in the ranks of his enemies, وَأَعْزِلْنَا عَنْ عِدَادَ أَوْلِيَائِهِ, and remove us from the number of his friends. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners to IRB English Radio, wherever in the world you are, this is very, very, very imperative. This is very essential to remember that it's all about the front lines. It's all about where you're standing. It's all about who you're siding with. Are you on the side of Shaitan? Or are you on the side of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam? Are you amongst the army of the Noor and the Light? Or are you follower of a darkness? Or are you following the front of the ignorance? Which of these two are you? How do you identify yourself? To the extent that in the Holy Quran says, يَوْمَ نَدْءُ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. There is a day, which is called the Day of Resurrection, the Day of Judgment, in which, in that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identifies everyone, calls everyone by their imam, meaning by the side that they have taken in this dunya. This is so important. It becomes your identity eventually, the side that you're standing. If you're standing on the side of haq, if you're standing on the side of truth, then you're gonna be one of the truthful ones. If you're standing on the side of the batil, then finally you're going to be part of it, right? Therefore, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in this part of the dua is focusing on the fact that Shaitan is not just an individual. An individual is Iblis, as was stated in the preceding passages, in the preceding sessions. It becomes clearly evident from all the sayings and all the ahadith, all the verses of the Holy Quran, that Shaitan possesses numerous armies and helpers. And this is very, very important to keep that in mind. Let's take another break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, we are focusing on the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, where in the 14th phrase of this dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is requesting the Almighty Allah to be able to fight or to be able to be take part in the amongst the enemies of Shaitan, to be placed in the ranks of his enemies, and to be removed from the number or from the group or from the herd of his friends. That is very important. That is very important. Shaitan has armies from the jinn and from the humans, from both. Sometimes Shaitan has a special access, according to the Holy Quran, to speak to us directly, right? يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a special line for him to be able to speak to us directly. Sometimes he does not command us. Sometimes he speaks with the same tongue as we do, with the same voice as we do, to the extent that sometimes it's us, we think we did this by ourselves, but it was with the temptations of the shaitan. It doesn't say to us, you do it. In fact, it says, I should do this. Remember the times you get really angry, right? How would you say? Say, I'm not going to talk to that family member anymore. I am not. It's not you. It's Shaitan whispering in the same voice that is very similar to your voice and uses the verbs that causes you think that it is your own words and you take actions. There have been numerous moments that I've been in touch with so many people who have done things that they regret, and I've talked to them and I said, how did you end up doing this? And they say, believe it or not, at that very moment, we did not even notice what we were doing. Once everything was done and everything was set off, all of a sudden we noticed that, oh my God, how did I do this? How did I manage to kill that person? How did I manage to curse that person? And so on and so forth. Therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not place us amongst the armies of the shaitan and remove us from those who are his friends and place us amongst those who stay against him and who confront him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد